You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Blessings rest on those who exhibit the marks of Christian character. Learn more about this truth in week one of our series, Redefined.
Right now, we are currently in a new series titled Redefined. Say Redefined.
Redefined.
Yon, okay. This is a new series we'll be having for 16 weeks. 16 weeks. Okay, apat na buwan, pag-uusapan natin to. This is very important. Okay, in Redefined, okay, this is our goal for the 16 weeks. We've been talking about the Sermon on the Mount, specifically chapters 5 to 7, or around 7, of the book of Matthew, kung saan si Jesus was talking to his disciples, just as I was saying a while ago. And now, our goal here, alright, our prayer, and our goal is that when we come out of this place, listening to God's Word, and talking about this sermon, is that we will have a renewed mindset and lifestyle according to the kingdom of God. As believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, so among you here, you follow Jesus. Our minds and our lifestyle needs to be redefined. So we look into what Jesus has preached, okay, so that we would be able to understand more about what He has in store for us, so that we would have a new mind and a new lifestyle in Him. Let me ask everybody to stand up. Okay, go ahead and open your Bibles. Matthew 5, 1 to 12. Open your Bibles kahit sa mga gadgets ninyo. Okay, and I would really want to encourage you. Okay, highly encourage you. Pag sinabing highly encourage, alam niyo yun, di ba, campus missionaries, required. Pero not really a requirement. But I am just saying this, okay, that we need to have a Bible. It might not be like this, okay? Hindi ka pa nakakabili. Download mo, okay? Download ESV Bible. English Standard Version, and hindi lang para dala mo dito, but also out of this place every single day. Imagine nyo, Friday lang kayo nagbabasa ng Bible kung dito nyo lang inaabangan yan, diba? But every Saturday to Thursday, okay, pwede nyo mabasa yung Bible. Okay, so sino may Bible, taas nga, itaas kahit nasa gadget yan, taas, sige, taas mo yung gadget mo. Kung may Bible ka, sige, taas mo. Hindi ka ba nag-deodorant? Sige. Okay, good. Okay, dun sa mga sa tabi mo na walang Bible, say mo, next week, may Bible ka na rin. Okay? So, download yan na. Alright? Okay. Let's go ahead and read through verses 1 to 12. Okay, follow with me as I read through. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who persecute for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Lord, we thank you for your word. Open our hearts and our minds to receive from you. Holy Spirit, help us understand what does it truly mean to be blessed in you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your seats now. Thank you. Now, on the Sermon on the Mount, all right, in this sermon of Jesus Christ, this was after him healing or started his ministry, healing many sick people. Okay, there were crowds following him because he started his ministry. Madami na siyang pinapagaling. And now many are following him already. It was after before, he said to the disciples, kagaya pinag-usapan natin sa forward series, Matthew 4:19, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," when he has called his disciples to follow him. After that, he started his ministry. Ibig sabihin, nag-preach na siya, nag-pray siya ng mga tao, hinil niya yung mga may sakit. So many were following him already. May mga fans na si Jesus kung pag-isipin natin yun. Sino dito yung katabi mo, mukhang madaming fans? Diba? Totoo yan, Neil. Totoo yan. Na-influence yan. Now, si Jesus, he had so many followers at that time already. But at this very preaching, when we go back to verse 1 and 2, okay, in this very preaching, makita natin, sabi dito, seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. So there was a crowd, he was probably on a mountain, siguro hindi naman yung antas ng mountain, katulad ng mga taga Santa Ilan, nakita ko nag-mountain climbing, no? Tapos si Jesus nandun, tapos yung iba nandun. So hindi naman ganun, no? Okay, at least a higher level, okay? And then and a lower level, crowds were there, and disciples came to Jesus, his followers came to him. And then Jesus was talking to the disciples, and he opened his mouth and taught them saying, so this Sermon of the Mount that we'll be talking about for the next 16 weeks, starting today, is a call for this for the disciples. Teaching the disciples to be new in mind and in lifestyle. But not only that, even to the crowd, primary audience, disciples, yes, but crowds were there listening because they were following Jesus nga. Because he has so many fans at that point. Hindi naman dahil famous si Jesus, pero dahil may gusto silang makuha kay Jesus. Now, his preaching also was an invitation to the crowd to truly follow him. What does it take to truly follow Jesus Christ? Do we get that? Are we here coming as disciples wanting to hear what Jesus has to say for our lives? Or we just come here as a fan? As part of the crowd? If you're part of the crowd, Jesus is inviting you to follow him. If you're a disciple, Jesus is telling you or telling all of us how it is to be renewed in lifestyle and in mindset. So now, when we see the following verses now, from 3 to 11, we get to see the word blessed. Tingnan nyo. Basa nyo ba? Kita pa naman? Okay? So kung hindi nyo masyado kita, kuha kayo telescope. Well, signan nyo na lang. Okay, kasi I'd like to make a point right here that in all of these things that Jesus has described to be a situation of man and a reward of man, what's very common is the word blessed. Blessed was mentioned 9 times by Jesus in this first part of his preaching. Blessed, okay? Jesus mentioned blessed 9 times and it's a mark of a disciple to be blessed, ibig sabihin. Kasi all of these things he was teaching to the disciples and was inviting the followers or the crowd, okay, to have a blessed life when it comes to having God in your life. Blessed, okay? So what does it truly mean to be blessed? Because in their time, the mindset was to be blessed was to obey the law. People were religious. Okay, they had to follow all of what the first 5 books of the Bible say, Torah, okay? Yun yung kailangan. Kabisado nila, lapat ginagawa nila. They were very religious. That even to a point na pag Sabbath, hindi sila pwedeng magbuhat. Because that's already work. To them, there was a culture that to be blessed is to obey the law by the book. They were thinking to be blessed was that dapat all is well around them. Walang problema. Kumbaga, walang bagyo yung buhay. That was the mindset. And not only that, to be blessed to them was that they need to have many possessions. If not everything, at least many possessions. Because their time, okay, sila yung mga Jews at that time, they were invaded by or ruled by foreigners, Roman Empire. And syempre, kung invaded ka nun, malamang makaramihan ng mga possessions nasa kanila. Sila yung mayaman. Eh kami, bansa namin to, tapos kayo mayaman. So to them, having possessions would make them very blessed. Not very different in our time today. Na kung minsan iniisip natin, para ma-bless tayo, di sino dito nagpa-post ka minsan, hashtag blessed. Di ba? Hashtag blessed. Oh, I don't mean to harm anybody here. Pag sinabi kong hashtag blessed, nag-post kayo. Hindi ko sinasabing lahat masama, alright? Di ba? So, pag sinabi natin hashtag blessed, meron kasi kung minsan, pag nag-hashtag blessed, ganito yung post. Pakita natin unang picture. Di ba? Sinasabi niya, finally replaced my old iPhone with a new one. Feeling like a noob again. Hashtag blessed. Di ba? Oh, kasi bago to eh, di ba? Kailangan pag-aralan ko ulit. Finally replace my old iPhone. Ay, hindi nga lahat naka-iPhone. Eh. Mahal-mahal yan, di ba? Tapos, hashtag bless pag may iPhone. Sometimes, it becomes this, di ba? Ito pa. Sabi niya dyan, not exactly my dream car, but still feeling hashtag blessed. Diba? Ang sarap pisuhan ng kotse, eh, diba? Hindi mo pa yan dream car, sa totoo lang. Ang ganda-ganda niyan. Hashtag blessed. Okay, minsan humble bragging, no? Na, kunyari, hashtag blessed, pero sa totoo lang, eto yung bago kong cellphone, no? Okay? Eto yung bago kong kotse, hindi ko man dream car. To ano yung dream car mo? Batmobile? Diba? So, minsan, ganito tayo. The thing that we think about or the mindset we have when we're blessed is we have possessions. Probably better than others. Oh, I'm not saying na don't post. Okay, so siguro yung iba dyan yung bagong cellphone. Burahin ko na ngayon. But sometimes, it becomes a point of significance na blessed tayo pag may bagong gamit. Tama ba? Sometimes, hashtag blessed ganito. Sige, go ahead and show the next pictures. Sabi niya dyan, yung una muna, nasa kaliwa, pataas. Went way over my shopping limit in HK. Alam niyo kung saan HK? Happy Cubao. Leja ka lang. Hong Kong. Wala akong maisip eh. Okay. Can't even close the maleta. Wow, di ba? Super lucky, my boyfriend didn't do much shopping. Thanks for the luggage space, bae. Hashtag blessed. Oh, grabe, no? May taga-shop pa siya. Okay, sabi naman dito, pangalawa, blessed with a girlfriend who cooks so well. Bye-bye, abs na ba? Okay? So, sometimes, we become blessed. We think that hashtag blessed applies to us when we go to a point and we have people to bless us. Yung may nagsha-shopping para sa'yo, you can't even close the maleta. Diba? Sometimes we think it's hashtag blessed when we got some other people around us. We sometimes think that we can be hashtag blessed when there are people, okay, who can do something for us. May libre. Okay? Yung taong to, blessed na blessed ako. Pag nawala yan, wala ng blessing. Hindi ko kaya pag nawala ka. Diba? Talaga ba? Eh, buong buhay mo nga yata, wala kang kasama, di ba? Ngayon lang nandyan yan, tapos di mo na kaya. Alright? Sometimes, hashtag blessed are because of the possessions of our people we have in life. Sometimes, it's this. Next. Sabi niya dyan, nakita, kasi merong naging note sa kanya dun sa Starbucks, for the prettiest girl I'll see today. Sabi niya, nag-post siya, I love baristas who give you free coffee and write sweet notes on your cup. Hashtag blessed. Kinikilig ka? First song, kinikilig? Di ba minsan? Ganyan. When people praise us. Yung isang translation yan, pag sinabi daw yan, I'm pretty, what about you? Sometimes, hashtag blessed, when we get praise from other people, gustong-gusto natin yung blessed na blessed tayo pag gano'n. Minsan nga, pag pinakita mo yung grades mo, di ba, hashtag blessed lang. Screenshot lang ng grades. Di ba? Puro 4. Sa TIP, bagsak lahat yan. Di ba? Here's the point. Sometimes, guys, listen. Listen. Sometimes, we put status in our lives as blessed when we have possessions, when we have people, or when we have praises from other people. Life becomes blessed with that. Minsan pa nga places eh. To some probably, if you come here, you feel like you're more closer to God and then hashtag blessed yun. But I'm not saying na pag nag-post ka, di ba? So wag kayo, baka mamaya di na kayo mag-post. Okay, na, here with my friends in the youth service, hashtag blessed. Okay, I'm not saying that. Mag-post pa rin kayo nun. Pero sometimes the feeling that you know that you're blessed kasi nandito ka, sometimes it becomes a mindset to us. Does it truly mean that when we're here, we're already blessed? When we have this and that, or when we have this person, or when people praise us, does it truly mean that we're blessed? What does Jesus mean when He said the word blessed? In the 9 times that He said the word blessed, ito yung sabi. Blessed, in the Greek word, original word na ginamit dyan, makarios. People who are being especially favored, fortunate, happy, and privileged. Okay? Being favored, fortunate, happy, and privileged. Meaning, kumbaga, in the term of Jesus, ganito yung gusto niyang sabihin sa kanya, to be blessed is to experience the joy being approved by God. not praised by other people, but being approved by God. It is the applause of heaven rather than men. So being approved by God is to be blessed. Kasi yung Makarios, kung didikitin pa natin yan, tingnan natin yung word na Makarios. Galing siya sa Greek word na Makar. Makar means, speaks of being happy in a way that's not dependent on circumstances. Not dependent on what you have, what's happening, but that's just who you are already. Makarios, blessed. Not according to circumstances. Being blessed. Kasi yung happy, if we compare blessed to just being happy, kasi ito happiness without circumstances, but happy in its sense, kung happy alone lang, gusto mo lang maging masaya, sino gusto maging masaya sa buhay? Gusto maging happy? Okay, ikaw, narinig ko. Okay. Ang lakas kasi, ako! Okay. So, sige, narinig kita. Happiness, listen. One, whose sufficiency comes from outside sources. So, kailangan may iba pa. Hindi lang yon. Hap means one slack, chance, occurrence, or hap. Or ano, kulang yan. Hindi yan hap lang, no? Happening, okay? Inulit lang eh. Hap means hap. Okay. Yun yung parang ano. Hap means one slack, chance, occurrence, or happenings. So, kung may happenings lang, dun lang masaya, eh, pagtapos na, hindi na. Blessed is different. Tapos na or hindi pa, it's still the same. Not according to circumstances. Do we get that? That's why, let me say to you, the first point that we have, being blessed is not dependent on situation. Not dependent on situation. Go ahead and turn to the next slide and you would see the following verses still nung nakita natin yung blessed. Pero kadikit nun are this. Poor in spirit, you are blessed when you are poor in spirit. Those who mourn, the meek. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. All of these things that we have, I've highlighted and that we see there, when you are poor in spirit, mourning, and then you are meek or humble, it calls for different situations in life that will usually be difficult for us. It's actually difficult to be poor in spirit. Yung totoong meaning yan, to be poor in spirit, it's not actually to be poor yung walang pera. Pero poor is a sense that those who regard themselves as insignificant. To a point that there's no other choice but God. Have you come to a point na lahat na ginawa mo, lahat na nangyari, lahat ng kaproblemahan meron ka, and then no other, parang wala nang iba kundi you would want to turn to God. Probably we came to that point of life, but even if there's no more choice left at all but God, ibig sabihin you're blessed. Different situations, because it's different when you have to mourn. When you mourn, at this point, yung ibig sabihin ng mourning, eh, hindi lang yung basta umiiyak ka dahil naiwanan ka ng boyfriend mo. May talagang mourn. Di ko kaya. Hindi yun yun. Mourning here is becoming repentant. Mourning for your sins. Being repentant. You're blessed when you repent of your sins. Malungkot ka na naiiyak ka. Do you see somebody posting something, di ba na, di ba, insignificant, hashtag blessed. Mourning for my sins. Di ba yung umiiyak ka? Lord, sorry talaga. I ask for forgiveness, God. Yeah. Hashtag blessed. Does anybody do that? When you're in these situations, different and difficult situations, it doesn't call for something that you have to post. Actually, nakakalungkot nga yung mga pangyayaring yun eh. When you are meek in humility, di ba? You become humble. Di ba nagpo-post ko ba, so humble? You don't do that. But even when you think that when you consider yourself less than other people, you consider others better than you are actually blessed. Hindi madali yun. Hindi madali yung mga bagay that when we are merciful to others, compassionate, ibig sabihin yan. Kung minsan when you are merciful to others, di ba mas madali nga? Anong mas madali? Bumawi na lang? Pinaringgan mo ako, paparinggan din kita. But when you forgive others, mas mahirap yon. At kahit mas mahirap yon, you are actually blessed. When people persecute you, sabi dyan, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, oh, hindi umiinom, corny, puro gatas lang. Pero you stand for your conviction because you want to honor God. Even if others are persecuting you, you are blessed. That's it. That's what it means to be blessed in different and difficult situations. All of these traits would call for different and difficult situations, but still, one thing remains that you are blessed despite all of this. That's why being blessed, okay, is that it's not dependent on situations. But it doesn't end there. Being blessed is not only dependent on situation, but not dependent on rewards also. Not dependent on rewards. Turn to the next slide and still the following verses from 3 to 12 now. Makita natin yung mga reward. Alright? For being poor in spirit, there's a reward, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For those who mourn or who are repentant of their sins, for they shall be comforted. For those who are meek or humble, they shall inherit the earth. For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. For those who are merciful or compassionate, for they shall receive mercy. For those who are pure in heart, they shall see God. For those who are peacemakers, okay, sino dito may mga ganun ka, di ba may nag-aaway? Hindi, magbati. Ang magkaaway, ipagbati. Di ba? Rap yun, di ba? Peacemakers, they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And another reward, when you are persecuted, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now we get to see many different rewards here. Talking about God as our reward, being sons of God, and having reward even in heaven. Different rewards. We get to see many different rewards at this point. Because sometimes we limit blessings to only possessions, people, and even praise. Nandun nga tayo. I'm not saying all of those are wrong. If you have a new cell phone, okay, that could be a blessing. If you have high grades, that is a blessing. But not sometimes we limit it to that. We limit it to the possessions that we have, the people that we have around us. Diba, Victory Group leader mo, sino masasabi mo blessing sa'yo yun? Diba? Good, alright. Diba, RB, tingnan mo sila, yung mga Victory Group mo, nasa na? Ayan, nakataas yung kamay, di pa binababa. Okay? Blessing sila sa inyo. And blessing din kayo sa amin. Okay, say, plastic eh, no? But it doesn't end to that. Blessings would actually extend even when it comes to a point that you come to God in heaven. The kingdom and the presence of God is a blessing in itself already. Iba-iba dyan, nakikita natin that you would be called sons of God or children of God. It's a blessing from God. Blessedness cannot be defined by just what we have on earth. Blessedness is coming from God. And kahit pa iba-iba yung reward ni God, you know what? Kahit iba-iba pa yan, iba-iba yung rewards, right? Comfort. And sometimes to a point nga na ito, merong possessions. Iba-iba. But one thing is still remaining the same, it's the word blessed. Iba-iba lahat. Iba-iba yung lahat ng rewards natin. Rewards, and it may come in different shapes and sizes, and even different from different situations, but still, the same word remains, you are blessed. Diba, highlight mo lahat ng blessed dyan. Okay, highlight mo ulit lahat ng blessed. Tapos makikita mo, different situation, different reward. Different situation, different reward, but still blessed. It never changes. As a disciple, your identity as blessed in God, doesn't change. Who you are in God as blessed doesn't change. Because sometimes we limit it to what we have, but you know, sometimes what we can brag or tell other people, that's why a disciple, let me say this, is blessed beyond what can be posted on social media. Because many times here in earth, in our lives today, gusto natin lahat pinopost. Para makita ng iba, oh, blessing to, blessing yung ganyan. Pero paano kung may problema ka? Ayun yung nandito eh. Ayun yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Hindi mo naman ipopost na may problema ka at umiiyak ka. Pero you know in your heart, you are still blessed. Tama ba yun? You know in your heart, it goes beyond what you can post on social media. Social media is sometimes just trash to us. It doesn't really, hindi niya inilalabas yung totoong buhay mo kung minsan. Ano bang ipinopost mo doon? Di ba? Puro good times. Sometimes, pag nagra-rant ka, sabihan ka pa, di ba? Ano yung pinost mo? Ginanon ba kayo ng leader nyo? Okay lang yun, ha? Pagka may gumawa taong nag-chat sa inyo dahil sa pinost mo, kasi mahal ka niyan, ayaw kang niya mapahamak, di ba? Tignan mo, pag nag 5 years ago yan, ano yung sinabi ko? Blessed ka agad. It goes beyond what we can post on social media. That's why being blessed is not dependent on the situation. Not dependent, pakita natin. Not dependent on the situation, not dependent on rewards, but dependent on God. Being blessed is being dependent on God. If you have God, that's being blessed. And the difference between the disciples and the crowd, sabi ko nga, di ba, when I started this preaching, the difference between the disciples and the crowd was that the disciples who came to Jesus, who were the primary listeners or the primary people Jesus was talking to, they had a relationship with Jesus. That's why it was an invitation to the crowd who were only following Jesus for the rewards, for the healing, and for the freebies. It was an invitation, come to me. When you have me, you're already blessed. Jesus is telling you, if you don't have a relationship with God yet, Jesus is telling you to come to Him and you will be blessed. Blessing is not dependent on the situation in your life, either that would be good or bad. It wouldn't be dependent on the rewards that you would have in life, but it will just be dependent on who you are with for the rest of your life. It's God. The disciples had a relationship with Jesus. It is only possible to live poor in spirit. Okay lang yun. Yung you have nothing else but God. And then you're blessed because you have God. It's okay to actually be insignificant to others and consider others better than yourself. That's okay because what you have is God. Then you're blessed. It's actually okay to mourn and repent for your sins. Minsan kasi nangyayari, umalis tayo sa church. We actually push away our yung mga kaibigan natin sa church or Victory Group members na kasama mo sa Victory Group. Umalis ka, di ba? Hindi mo na ako sasama kasi naiya ako. But it's actually a blessing when you come and tell them, alam mo, nagkasala ako. Sa'yo sa Victory Group leader, this is what I did and I want to repent of my sins. That's being blessed. You don't have to walk away from the church. Be blessed because you have God. And even if others are persecuting you for your faith, ni-invite mo sila dito, ayaw nila, ayaw na corny ka daw. And you know what? You're blessed. Kasi kahit sabihin nila corny ka, eh si God kasama mo, I don't think that's corny at all. Because you have God, creator of heaven and earth. One day they would understand. Hindi ito alive-alive lang. This is truly being alive. My soul, my spirit, alive forevermore. I am blessed because I have God. The difference of the disciples to the crowd, they have God. And when you have God, the mindset of being blessed is not according to what happens in your life. It's not according to what you receive in life, but who you have in your life, and that is God. According to God and according to Him only. That's why let me end in Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 3 to 4. And it says here, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. Bago daw, okay? Bago buuin yung mundo. He chose you to be blessed. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, He chose you to be blessed. God chose us to be blessed, that we should be holy, blameless before Him, so that we would live pure, poor in spirit, meek, merciful, hungry for righteousness, hungry for what God, what honors God. We are able to live in that way, having a new mind and a new lifestyle in Christ, because you have Him in your life in Christ. In Christ, you are blessed today and forever. Blessed is who you are in Christ. Okay? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, blessed is who you are in Christ. That's who we are in God. Blessed in Christ. Let me ask everybody to bow down. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You because in You we are blessed. In You, Jesus, we are blessed. We ask, sorry, Lord God, for the times that we think we are blessed when we have this, when we had this, nung meron kami nito, or if people would actually praise us for what we've done. Kung mapapansin lang nila yung mga ginawa namin, God. But we say thank You, God, because You are with us, and that's being blessed. It's who we are. It's an identity in You. It's who we are. I believe we need to repent here. If we consider being blessed or being happy in life is when you have these things, or when you had these things, or when you hear these things from people, sometimes tayo yun. Probably if that's you today, you think you will be blessed, or you're blessed because of these things, we need to repent before God. And would you raise your hand if that's you? If that's you, okay. Raise your hand, okay. Hi. Safe environment. We'll be praying together. God sees your hand, but more importantly, He sees your heart. God is willing and ready to forgive you. Sabi nga, blessed are those who mourn for their sins, who ask for forgiveness and repent of what they've done. Blessed are those, for they shall be comforted. Receive comfort from God right now. Blessed are those who are meek or humble. They shall inherit the earth. You will inherit the earth. Let's come to God right now. Would you pray to God in your own words? Say sorry. Thank You, Lord. You hear our prayers, and we would like to say sorry, God, by thinking that we are blessed because of having this, because we had this, because people say this to us. But we say thank You, God, because we are blessed because of You. Even if walang wala na kami, dumating sa point na walang wala na kami, and we still, Ikaw lang yung meron kami, we have everything already, God. And we are blessed because You are with us, God. We say sorry for looking at other things, Lord God. And we ask You, God, let us focus on You, fix our eyes on You in Jesus' name. Put down your hands. Another is, pumong here, you want to be all these things that the Bible was describing. To be poor in spirit, to repent of your sins when there are times that you sin against God, to be humbled before God, to hunger for righteousness, to be merciful to other people, to be compassionate to other people, to be pure in heart, and even to be peacemakers. Pag nakikita ka ng iba, hindi kayong troublemaker, but you are the one who actually promotes peace in your school or in your family. Or probably you are persecuted, and yet, you actually live your lives for God still. If you want all these things, okay, a result of being blessed, to live according to many different situations in life, and live as if you're blessed. You're a disciple. Would you raise your hand if you want to be that? Kahit isa sa mga yun, or probably lahat yun, if you want to be that. Thank You, Lord. Teach us, Lord God, to live according to Your word. To live in dependence of You, God. To live in continuous repentance in our lives every single day. To live humbly, Lord God, in humility, considering others to be significant bago ako. to live, Lord God, in a way that we would always choose to hunger for what would honor you, kahit sa bahay, sa school, or kahit saan. Choose, let us honor you. Teach us, Lord God, to be merciful to other people. Instead na makabawi, you would cause us to be compassionate to other people. Cause us to be pure in heart, Lord God. We would be blameless in the things that we do. Na kahit na walang nakita sa amin, Lord God, we are able to do what would honor you. Cause us, Lord God, to be peacemakers. That wherever we are, they would see you in us. They would see you, Jesus, in us. Give us opportunities to preach the gospel even to those who persecute us, Lord God. Help us to live in a redefined way with a renewed mind style and a renewed lifestyle. With a renewed mindset, Lord God, allow us